Sí. Turn with me in your Bibles, please, for our second reading to Job chapter 13. Job 13, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Lo, mine eye hath seen this, mine ear hath heard and understood it. What ye know, the same do I know also. I am not inferior to you. Surely I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to reason with God, but ye are forgers of lies. Ye are all physicians of no value. Oh, that ye would altogether hold your peace, and it should be your wisdom. Hear now my reasoning, and hearken to the pleadings of my lips. Will ye speak wickedly for God, and talk deceitfully for him? Will ye accept his person? Will ye contend for God? Is it good that he should search you out, as one man mocketh another? Do ye so mock him? He will surely reprove you if ye do secretly accept persons. Shall not his excellency make you afraid, and his dread fall upon you? Your remembrances are like unto ashes, your bodies to bodies of clay. Hold your peace, let me alone, that I may speak, and let come on me what will. Wherefore do I take my flesh in my teeth, and put my life in mine hand? Though he slay me, yet will I trust him, but I will maintain mine own ways before him. He also shall be my salvation, for an hypocrite shall not come before him. Hear diligently my speech and my declaration with your ears. Behold, now I have ordered my cause. I know that I shall be justified. Who is he that will plead with me? For now, if I hold my tongue, I shall give up the ghost. Only do not two things unto me, then will I not hide myself from thee. Withdraw thine hand far from me, and let not thy dread make me afraid. Then call thou, and I will answer, or let me speak, and answer thou me. How many are mine iniquities and my sins? Make me to know my transgression and my sin. Wherefore hidest thou thy face and holdest me for thine enemy? Wilt thou break a leaf driven to and fro? And wilt thou pursue the dry stubble? For thou writest bitter things against me, and makest me to possess the iniquities of my youth. Thou puttest my feet also in the stocks, and lookest narrowly unto all my paths. Thou settest a print upon the heels of my feet. And he, as a rotten thing, consumeth, as a garment that is moth-eaten. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. So as we see here, Job begins, although he has spoken about God, he will return in this chapter back to his original, back to the way he began in his defense here against Zophar, and he will talk to his interlocutors, and he will say something similar to what he said early in chapter 12. Mine eye has seen this, mine ear hath heard and understood it. What ye know, the same I do know, and I am not inferior to you. Right? But you haven't added anything to me. You haven't told me something at this point in our discussion that I didn't already know. You haven't helped me. So then, he will turn his attention upward. Surely I would speak to the Almighty and desire to reason with God, but ye are forgers of lies, physicians of no value. And then we have what I have termed as the "it's time to pipe down" section, right? Job will say, oh, that you would altogether hold your peace, and it should be your wisdom. And so Job says, hear now my reasoning, and hearken to the pleadings of my lips. And the first thing he accusers of is that they have spoken sinfully, presumptuously for God. They have sought to tell him the truth of his condition from God's perspective, but they've been wrong in doing so. He's right in that he says that. He is right that they have assumed things. He will talk a little bit later about respecting persons. They have assumed something of him that is not true. They have prejudged his case sinfully. And so in so doing, they have spoken in an evil sense for God. Will ye speak wickedly for God? Will ye talk deceitfully for him? Will ye accept his person? Will ye contend for God? That's two sides of the same coin that says, will you put yourself in judgment over God? Does God need you to stand up for him? Does God need you to accept his person? Right? And so in both of those ways, they have presumed and put themselves in the place of God, bringing an accusation, thinking to speak for God in that accusation, but they have spoken evil instead. He will surely reprove you if ye do secretly accept persons. Right? So you have judged harshly. You have judged not according to truth. You've judged according to the sight of the eyes. You've looked at me and you've seen my boils and you've seen my condition and you said, what a wicked sinner. Right? But God will judge for that kind of respect of persons, is what Job says here. All right, and then he turns the tables on them and he says, shall not his excellency make you afraid and his dread fall upon you? Your remembrances are like unto ashes and your bodies to bodies of clay. What's Job doing right now? Scraping his boils and sitting in ashes. You see what he's done? He said, really, spiritually speaking, you're in the position that I'm in physically. So then he'll say, hold your peace, let me alone, that I may speak, and let come on me what will. Okay, so there's a division among commentators here as to whether or not we're going to commend Job for these next few lines. Job has a particular unshakable confidence in God. He's unshakable. He believes that God is doing something. He doesn't understand what it is. He's questioning God. But notice he says, I will maintain mine own ways for him. Before him, he shall also be my salvation. For an hypocrite shall not come before him. You've accused me of hypocrisy, but I'm not a hypocrite. I'm convinced that he is my salvation. Well, Job is right in that, isn't he? We may not like some of the ways he's saying what he's saying, but he is right in that. And so now, who is he that will plead with me? If I hold my tongue, I shall give up the ghost. And the word with there can also be translated for. Who will plead for me? In other words, he's looking on his three friends and he says to them, will you plead for me to God? Obviously not. You've taken up what you think is God's cause against me. You're not pleading for me. If I don't plead for myself, no one will plead for me. Now, beloved, this may not be the wisest course among men, but it is the best course with regard to God. There are times when the only one who will plead for us and sue heaven for us is ourselves. I mean, think of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so there are times where what Job says here may be true of us. All of those places in the Psalter where we hear of Christ, how he's been abandoned by his closest friends, right? So again, this is not sinful. Who is he that will plead? I think it should be translated for me. For now, if I hold my tongue, I shall give up the ghost. And so he turns to the Lord, and here is a fault in Job. Listen to what he says. Only do two things unto me, then will I not hide myself from thee. Withdraw thine hand from me, and let not thy dread make me afraid. And so he still puts conditions on his obedience. Beloved, our obedience to the Lord must be unconditioned. Job errs here. It's not as heinous and erring as his three friends, But he does put conditions on his obedience. Our obedience to the Lord must always be unconditional. And then he'll go on to say, then call thou and I will answer, or let me speak and answer thou me. So now Job asks once again about his sins. How many are mine iniquities and my sins? Make me to know my transgressions. I have no doubt to believe Job's sincerity here, that if there is some sin that is the genesis of this sickness and affliction that he has, that the Lord would make it known to him. And then he will revert to some of the other things that he's done before, saying that God is being too harsh with him. Hear what he says. Wherefore hidest thou thy face, holdest me for an enemy? Wilt thou break a leaf driven to and fro? Wilt thou pursue the dry stubble? Thou writest bitter things against me, makest to possess the iniquities of my youth, puttest my feet also in the stocks. I'm like a rotten thing being consumed as a garment that is moth-eaten. And so that's how the chapter ends, with more of Job's complaint. In chapter 14, he will turn his attention even more toward the Lord, and we'll see that as we come to the end of this defense that he makes against Zophar. With that then, let's stand and continue praising God.